The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Today, brothers and sisters, inshallah, we're going to be addressing a very, very important spiritual disease. So, the disease you and I are going to talk about is one which is called in Arabic, su'udhan. It's when we think badly of others. So now I want to give you a little bit of a case study for us to think about. In this first case study, brothers and sisters, there's a family, and the first thing that comes to their mind when anything happens, so this is inside a family, husband, wife, children, whenever anybody does anything in the first family, the assumption is the worst. There's always an angle. What are you trying to do? What did you mean by that? Imagine one family that's like that. We're going to talk about how that even if you're trying to repair a relationship, we'll talk about that later, that the Imam explains that this stops us from being able to repair a relationship. Because now even if you do something kind, imagine a family like this. We're always on guard, always looking. What is it you're trying to do? What is your angle? Now we're trying to fix the relationship. The person wants to do something nice to me. Now I'm like, why? Hadith. We'll talk about that inshallah later. So that's the first family. The second family is one where the assumption is always the person was trying to do the right thing. The person comes in a little late from work. The wife would assume, must be working long hours. My husband's such a hero. My wife didn't help. This is inside our family. My wife didn't do the laundry. There's one time, the first family, she's trying to teach me a lesson. How sure? Isn't it? Maybe she forgot. Every time there's a situation, it's a chance for more love with this first, the second family, right? So obviously, those two families, the experience they have in life is going to be very different. What the Imam tells us, the next hadith, is that if you think good of people, this actually creates love. People love those who think good about them. Or as opposed to those who are, you have to always, everything you say, you have to, what does the person mean? What are they trying to say? Hadith says this, مَنْ حَسُنَ ذَنَّهُ بِالنَّاسِ. The person who thinks good of others, حَازَ مِنْهُمْ الْمَحَبَّةِ. This person, Imam Ali says, he gets the love of others. If you think about it, this is what those who love one another do. If you really care about somebody, if you like someone, if you think that that person's a good person, when a mistake happens, you automatically assume that they're trying to do the right thing. There was a man named Shaqiq. Shaqiq. And Shaqiq says, one year I went to make Hajj. He says, when I went to make Hajj, you know, there in the good old days, back in the old days, there were areas where you would stop in and then you would travel along the way to Hajj. So he says, I went to one of these rest stops where everybody was, everybody's dressed up, everybody's getting ready for Hajj. And he said, I saw one youth who was very handsome. Obviously, face full of nur. This person, he mentions, he was brown, very handsome. He says, thin. And he was off in the distance from everybody else. So everybody's getting ready to move to Hajj. This person is sitting off in the distance. And he says he was wearing a woolen cloak. A woolen cloak. In my mind, Shaqiq says, in my mind, when I saw this person, I said to myself, this person is definitely a Sufi. He wants to go to Hajj, And he wants to be a burden on all the other hujjaj. He thinks he's so pious, he's worshiping, he's going to be over here, he's going to go in the caravan, and he's not going to do his responsibility. He's going to be busy with work because he's avoiding everybody. He has so much nur in his face. This person has a problem. He said, in my mind, I made a decision to go over and to warn him about this terrible behavior. And he said, I went over to him. And when I went over to him, then he turned to me without me saying anything. So I'm walking to this youth who I see off in the distance. Without me saying anything, he turned to me and he said, Shaqiq, ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan, inna ba'd al-dhan ith. Shaqiq, he called me by my own name. He said, avoid much suspicion. Surely some suspicion is sin. He said, when he called me by my name, I said, oh, this is somebody a little bit different. He just read my mind. He said the appropriate verse. I didn't even get up to him. I just thought something. He said, this is one of Allah's awliya. He said, I wanted to walk up to him, but he got up, he left. I didn't see him. He disappeared amongst the crowd. He said, so we continued, and as they were going towards Hajj, there were different places that they would stop. At another one of these rest stops, he saw this person, and he saw him over there in a corner praying. This same special person, the Nurani person, he saw them over there in a corner praying, and he says, the prayer of this person, limbs shivering out of fear of Allah, crying tears. He said, I thought badly of him. I want to ask for forgiveness. He said, I started going over to get to the person to ask for forgiveness. Why is it I thought badly of you? And there, before I got a chance to speak, again, he told me, Shaqiq. He said, he quoted a verse, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. He quoted another verse of the Quran, that I certainly am forgiving of the person who makes tawbah and has faith, iman, and does good deeds, and then is guided. He quoted another verse of Quran. So, been forgiven. And then again, I don't catch up to him, he leaves. He says, so, we continue on the trip to Hajj. He says, we come to another rest stop, and in this rest stop, I see him off in the distance. And what happens is, I'm looking at this youth, he's off in the distance, and what happens is, he's by a well. And he has a bucket, and he's trying to get water, to bring water up from the well. And when the bucket slips out of his hand, it goes down into the water, he looks up at heaven, and then he starts addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are my Lord. When I'm thirsty, you provide me with water. When I'm hungry, you provide me with food. Oh Allah, I don't have anything other than this bucket. Please bring this bucket back for me. Don't take this bucket. He said, don't take this bucket away from me. He said, and then I saw with my own two eyes, the water in the well rose until the bucket came up. The person took the bucket, made wudu. So he's like, who is this? This is Allah, one of Allah's awliya. Again, he wasn't. Later on, he sees this person. Now when he sees the person, he's at the Kaaba. He's at the Kaaba, crying. He describes how the person is. He says, and now when the person leaves the Kaaba, I notice there's people walking with him, people trying to say salams to him, perhaps getting tabarruk from him. I ask, who is that person? They said, that's Musa ibn Ja'far, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. So what happens is, if thinking badly of others is not kept under control, it can get to the stage where I might assume something bad about someone who's excellent, even an imam. So this gives us a little bit of an idea of how serious this is. Inshallah, later on, if Allah gives tawfiq, we'll try and talk a little bit about some solutions and how to make sure that we don't have this trait.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyumun
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.